Michael.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fine. Michael is a guitar player. And you're doing a songwriter mini in the round with Steve.
Yeah, we're not sure if it's in the round or a ping pong match, but we're gonna Steve Critch and I are gonna like trade songs back and forth.
Well, that'll
Steve.
Be great.
It'll be really fun. Yeah. I love playing with Steve.
And does he like playing with you?
He says he does. I've heard, I booked the gig, so apparently either because I booked the gig or because he likes me, one of the two.
And
he said
that
hi,
gig,
by the way.
That gig will be Saturday, April 20th, 5 p.m. in San Martin.
At a very cool backyard residence open to the public.
So all right. Yeah. And if you want more information, 408-686-0374 for reservations and the all-important directions.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you can find us.
Okay. Michael has dropped his last name because everybody screwed it up so badly.
Everybody.
He's just now known as
John
Michael.
Screwed up my last name.
Just going to be booking himself as Michael? Is that?
Yeah. It's a very uncommon name.
Yeah, nobody uses it.
Lots of recognition.
And the dancing you'll be doing.
Exactly. That too.
Okay.
Changing my whole act.
Let's get started here.
All right. Here's something for the horse people listening. This is called Waltzes When She Runs. Zara's a beauty, her mane in the wind. Walks a one, two, three, four tempo. And then I try to keep up, but she's out of my reach. It's just like a dance when she's going at speed. She waltzes when she runs. I think I lost her again in the sun. If I had four legs, I'd run like she does. She waltzes when she runs. She was raised in the desert until she was four. Now she's waist deep in water out here on the shore. In this part of the bay where the north tide comes in, you tell her to gallop, she's going again. She waltzes when she runs. Think I lost her again in the sun. If I had four legs, I'd run like she does. She waltzes when she runs. Now Zara's a thoroughbred, 15 hands high, kicking up sand. She passes me by, watching her rhythm is like watching a dream. She goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Reincarnation holds any truth. When I come round again, here's what I'd like to do. I'll pray for good karma, and if fate's on my side, I'll come back as a horse running 3/4 time. She waltzes when she runs. Think I lost her again in the sun. If I had four legs, I'd run like she does. She waltzes when she runs. Yeah, she waltzes when she runs.
Michael Gaither here with us in the studios. And it sounds like you've had some horse time.
I met a horse trainer, and she told me that horses walk in 4/4 time and run in 3/4 time, and that's kind of where that came from.
Oh, so you're not a horse guy?
No.
No.
I think they're really cool. We have dogs. Our yard is big enough for dogs, not horses.
Not horses. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, that's true, though, that the rhythm of horses when they run and when they gallop, it can be set to music, and has been for years and years. So you and Steve Kwitzer are going to get together and do a mini in the round.
Yeah.
Why is it mini?
Well, normally in the round's like three or more, so I just threw mini in there because I thought it was kind of cute.
And rather paying another person?
Exactly. We can split it two ways instead of three ways.
It's much cheaper to write mini instead of...
Exactly. Well, you know, Steve and I have been actually writing together, too. It takes us about a year to finish a song. We finished three, so we're, you know, halfway to an EP. So we're going to do a lot of the songs we've written together, too.
And this will be coming up April 20th.
Yeah.
And you can go call 408-686-0374 for directions. It'll be out in San Martin. Which is San Martin to most people, but
exactly.
It's out there near in Garlic Country near Gilroy.
Downwind.
So, downwind.
Upwind. No, upwind. It'll be a wonderful afternoon. Sweet smelling backyard.
Well, I like the smell of garlic. Nothing wrong with that. And you're also going to do a show with Sharon Allen and her Dusty Boots.
Exactly. Sharon and her band.
Her whole band.
Yeah, that's our Carlitos series. It's actually rolling into its third year of doing shows out there.
Yeah, and I've always loved the name, the Carlitos Cultural Center.
Every other month, there's
culture right out there in Corralitos. Well, Sharon, of course, one of our favorites here, and when you don't get a, there's not a lot of opportunities to see that the Sharon Allen band.
No,
she's busy with Hen House and a lot of other projects.
A lot of cool stuff, but her and her band don't get a chance to play very often.
And she's got a great opener.
He's okay.
He's okay. Let's hear a song by him.
Okay, that would be me. Actually, Sharon asked me to open for it. I said, sure. And we're going to do something together, too.
All right.
So this is the title track on my new record, and Kepig's been playing this, which is very cool and very appreciated. This is a story about our local drive-in, which used to sit about a quarter mile over there. And if you're watching on the radio, I'm pointing to my left so you can orient yourself.
That's been very clear.
How's that? Just so you know which direction you're looking in. This is called Starlight Drive-In, Saturday Night. I played on the swings till it got dark. Found where mom and dad had parked. Settled into my jammies all warm and tight. Started out with a few cartoons. Caught the rising of the moon. Starlight driving Saturday night. Now back in 1953, my hometown made history with the county's only outdoor movie screen. You don't see drive-ins now at all. They're parking lots and shopping malls. But back then, it was quite a scene. A gravel lot, a movie screen standing in the dark. Roll down your window, hang a speaker on your car. You paid by the carload. Stop and hit your lights. Starlight driving Saturday night. High school weekends rolled around. We'd head in with half the town and a couple of friends in the trunk, hidden out of sight. The social scene of the town's who's who. The rest of us, we went to Starlight driving Saturday night. A gravel lot, a movie screen standing in the dark. Stagger from the snack bar, try to find your car. Been there. Steamy windows, every now and then a fight. Starlight driving Saturday night. Starlight driving Saturday night. They tore it down in 92. Our hanging out days, they were through. I don't know what kids do these days for fun. but on that site. You know what's cool? Well, they built the Starlight Grammar School. That's the only hip thing this town has ever done. A gravel lot, a movie screen standing in the dark. Drive off with a speaker, wave at the guard. Now if I could go back in time, I just might. Starlight driving Saturday night. Starlight driving Saturday night. Another long gone piece of Americana, like a real milkshake from a Woolworths counter. Vinyl Records, Tower Records, live DJs, present company excluded, of course, a bucket of popcorn for a dollar, live before the multiplex.
Boy. That song is so right on. I grew up in the drive-in culture myself.
Me too.
And as I look back, you think of how many first-time experiences were had by many people in those steamy,
many we can say on
those
air,
steamy
we
calls. Couldn't see in the windows. We were a little steamed up.
It must be the steam from the popcorn or something.
Probably that dollar. Exactly.
And a quick plug, too. There's a video for that song that should be up probably next week on my site. So my friend Jeff Arnhill, we went through a lot of B-movie footage, the old cheesy snack bar footage, and a lot of marquees from Starlight Drive-Ins past and present, because apparently it was a really common drive-in name.
Dancing popcorn?
There's going to be dancing popcorn and hot dogs in the video.
All right.
Excellent.
Well, mine was the Victory Drive-In.
Victory.
In North Hollywood.
Okay.
North Hollywood, you could ride your bikes in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then Santa Cruz lost theirs, so...
Yeah.
We're driving. There's still a few around the country. There's one down in San Luis Obispo that
there's
is open in
the
summer.
There's one in South San Jose called the Capitol. We actually went to it last year, and they've taken two screens and merged into six. So we were watching Frank and Weenie on one screen, and on the screen next to it was this very R-rated seedy scene. But they were like kids in the cars next to us.
That's
just
weird.
It was weird.
Well, they can't hear. They just
they can't
say,
hear. They,
yeah,
just,
they don't. What are they doing? They're wrestling. Look at them. They're wrestling in the car. Oh, that's boy. So you also are a writer besides being a player.
Yes.
And you write for Watsonville Patch?
Yeah, because I was with the Sentinel for a long time.
Yeah.
So now I'm writing with the Patch is an online... Basically, it's an online newspaper.
Yeah, and each community has reporters in them, and you're handling Watsonville.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's nationwide, and like there's SantaCruz.patch.com, there's Watsonville, Capitola, there's one in Scotts Valley. And so I'm kind of blogging and writing about kind of music events and things that I host and other things that are kind of going on. And
so that's Patch, PATCH.com,
mm-hmm.
and then you slash Watsonville? Is that how
you
get to it?
If you go to Patch.com, you get a list of all the places it's at, or you can go to Watsonville.patch.com or SantaCruz.patch.com.
All right, so you can find Michael's writings there. His music is available at your website.
Yes, MichaelGaither.com.
How do you spell that?
Phonetically on the poster, or GAMICHAELGAITHER.
All right.
The joke is John got a phonetic spelling of my name.
Yeah, Arden helped me out because for years I've been pronouncing it Gaither.
Yeah.
But it isn't, it's Gaither.
Well, for a long time, it was Michael Gaucher, and when I met Mary, I said, maybe we're cousins. She goes, yeah, I'm a doctor, but we're probably cousins.
Hey, but can't they just be Smith and Jones? Let's make it easy on all of us.
Simple websites, simple links.
So we got time to do that final song to wrap up a big day of music here at KPIG Radio.
The last song of the morning, no pressure whatsoever.
No, none ever. As we always say, don't this up.
I know. I heard that word off air. There's the FCC number on the wall, so I won't say what.
Yes.
You're lucky I'm quick with the mute button, John.
Yes.
All right, so here's another. That song didn't make you feel old. This one certainly will.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks. Yeah, we didn't need that.
Okay. I'll play some. This is called Tell Me Where It Hurts. We used to laugh when our mom and our dad got together with our uncles and aunts and talked about nothing but their aches and pains. Laughing at my elders always caused a fuss. Now the kids, they're laughing at us, 'cause me and my friends, we're talking about the same dang thing. Tell me where it hurts, I'll tell you if I feel worse. We're sharing a little common ground. Life goes on when the parts break down. We'll get my wife, she has aspirin in her purse. Tell me where it hurts. Tell me now. Now eyesight's the first thing that goes. We can still read books if they're not too close. And there's metal and plastic where body parts used to be. Memory, that goes next, and after that I kind of forget. And hey, has anybody seen my keys? Tell me where it hurts, I'll tell you if I feel worse. We're sharing a little common ground. Life goes on when the parts break down. We'll get my wife, she has naproxen in her purse. Tell me where it hurts. When I get up, all I can say is ooh, 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 ooh. Ow. So join the crew. Come have a seat. When you're done, we'll help you back on your feet. We're a supportive community. Time's got a funny way of sweet revenge, but it's a long, long road before this ends. And no one said we had to go down gracefully. Tell me where it hurts, I tell you, I feel worse. We're sharing a little common ground. Life goes on when the parts break down. We'll get my wife, she has Vicodin in her purse. I love that woman. Tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. Tell me where it hurts. Tell me now.
Michael Gaither. One more verse in there. You need salves and lotions. You skip over salves and lotions.
Salves and lotions.
Very important to
I'll
senior.
Add a verse for next time I play it.
All right, there you go. So you'll be able to see Michael in San Martin on April 20th, along with Steve Kritzer and a mini in the round. And for information, 408-686-0374. And that'll be a 5 o'clock show out there, so probably...